Hi everyone, I'm Madonna Guy from New Leaf Natural Therapies. I'm sure you've seen my posts about the Solex Bioresonance and the Solex Infinity Wand, and I just wanted to show a little bit of a clip about the Infinity Wand. We don't have it here in Australia yet, but the people using it in the States are just loving the technology. One of the ladies has been using terahertz wands for several years. And she loves this one. She's got a whole family of terahertz wands in her house, and she loves this one because of the technology, the reliability, the many things that have been brought into it to make it just that cut above. It's just awesome. So let me show you this little video. Hey Joe, how are you? So how long have you been using your wand?
I've been using the other wand for probably about 6 months.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And how do you use it in your world?
Oh, just on myself.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And obviously now Abigail's going to be using it on her thyroid as well, which is really good. So, yeah, mainly for pain. I used it on a friend who had, she came for an aromatouch massage and she had really bad neck pain. So I just said, I'll just lay there and let me just use my magic wand on you. And I wandered her back, and yeah, it was she said the pain's never come back. So I did all her neck, her shoulders, probably did about 10-15 minutes, and yeah, it's gone. So that's really good.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
amazing,
but I
isn't
can't
it?
wait to get my infinity one.
Yes, I've
Yeah.
ordered three.
Oh, have you? Good on you.
Yeah, I've got plans.
I'll probably end up ordering more. But
I
yeah, I like.
haven't told my hubby yet. Shh,
The
don't
fact
tell
that you're
anyone.
recording this might give it away.
Luckily, he never watches any of my stuff.
That's
Yeah.
hilarious.
And you've been using your bioresonance for about 2.5 years.
Yeah. So I started with bioresonance. I think you started
2 years ago this week.
The
Yeah.
December. I joined in the August.
And
So
what was the first thing that you started using with it all the time? Like, what was
inner
your
voice.
favorite thing when you first started?
Inner
Right.
voice.
Yeah.
Inner voice. All the way. Inner voice.
Right.
It's
So
what
tell us about your experience with inner voice. Why do you love it so much?
The fact that it's easy.
Yeah.
It's really simple to use. It's the press of a button, like you record your voice, it's the press of a button. The reports are really simple to understand. So using it from personal point of view, it was great for me. But then I realized working in energy work, I realized how good it would be to add in as a modality to Reiki and the other things that I was offering as well because of its simplicity.
Yeah.
And it gives someone something tangible to take away with them as well. So,
Yes.
and that's what I really liked
Hey,
about it as
DJ.
well. So
Yeah.
you can keep the therapy going, I suppose, once they've left too. So,
Yes.
But for me personally, when I first got it, the anxiety levels that I had were through the roof. And
Right.
now I don't take any medication at all. So I live with a husband with a severe mental illness. And living with that, obviously, I realized I was constantly in a fight, flight, freeze response.
Absolutely.
And yeah, so I didn't realize the impact because I was in it the whole time. I didn't realize the impact that that was having on me. And once I started using the inner voice, it was like, whoa, okay, this is how your body's supposed to feel. And yeah, so the medication's now in the bin, which is great. So yeah.
I'm so glad I've never gone down the medic. You know, my brother's a GP.
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
it's just amazing that everything that he believes, and my sister believes the same thing, everything is all about Big Pharma. Everything.
Yeah.
They don't want to do
Absolutely.
any self-healing. They don't want to do
No.
anything natural. They don't want to do anything that takes any time or energy or effort. I'm
No.
going, this doesn't take effort. This is
No.
easy. If you want easy, doing your own inner scan every, you know, how easy
Yeah.
is it? What was the first thing? Was the first thing you loved, DJ, when you first got your bioresonance?
Oh, what was the first thing? Well, first of all, I got my technology, my scanner, within about 2 weeks of standing down from my 30-year ED ICU nursing career.
Yeah.
So I was, as you can imagine, in a terrible state. The trauma and stress and the grief was actually really full on. I'd also spoken out and, you know, publicly about mandates. There was just so much happening in my life at the time. So this was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And so when I started using it, I just don't think that I would have recovered the way that I have and processed all that grief and really shifted and moved. It allowed me to actually move through those emotions.
Nice.
You know, listening to those harmonics would just, you know, that stuff could have been trapped in my body even now. You know, I meet people 2 years later after all that stuff and they're still struggling, you know.
Absolutely.
And I do believe.
Yes.
I just believe that it's the power of this, you know, of the balancing harmonics and just keeping my frequencies. And like I've said to people, I would go without food to have my scanner going.
I agree. I
100%.
Will never be without it. You know,
yeah,
someone
completely.
Was asking me, well, what's
I
the warranty?
Completely agree. Total
yeah.
addict.
Yeah. Someone asked me, well, what's the warranty on it? I say, it doesn't matter. If it dies, I'll buy another one.
Yeah.
You know, I just can't imagine, you know, and I've hammered mine, you know.
Oh, me too. Like
you know?
Some days mine's just going non-stop, but I just, yeah, I'm definitely. And, you know, the other thing that was really exciting for me, obviously, because I was transitioning out into this, there was a lot of fear. I was like, okay, so now I've let go of my 30-year nursing career. I'm an integrative health practitioner, which I, you know, I did my diploma, but I was only dabbling in that, even though that's where my heart and soul was.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I stayed
your
in the
nursing.
Your heart
and soul, Lex.
Yeah.
I love that.
I would have
yeah, and so I was, and it was such a, it was the missing piece to from a business perspective. It was the missing piece. Like I struggled to get clients and I struggled to build my business. And I feel like energetically there was just this massive shift, not just with me, but my clients. And so then, of course, the flow-on effect of that.
Yeah.
You know, where people are actually getting results from the work that you're doing was, and I literally did that for 18 months before I even started talking like about it to other people as a possibility for them to, you know, own it for themselves. So I was just using it as a practitioner, but it's just life changing.
Yeah.
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 Yeah,
I've had a
I
couple
just...
of people contact me in the last few days, which is why I asked the question. I've had a few people say, what's the difference between the wand and the bioresonance? Now you have the infinity wand.
Yes, I do.
Day.
I do. And one of the, so I went to Utah. So I flew to Utah for the Day of Discovery over there. And that's when they first launched the wand. And
what,
Daddy
2 months
Solex,
ago or
Lauren,
something? Like
it was in
ago.
September, literally in September. And so Lauren, you know, was on the stage and he said, I just want to really reiterate to you that the flagship, our flagship product is the AO scan.
Yeah.
And that because we need to be, it's an educational tool. We need to see where we need to use the wand. You know, we don't wait until we've got symptoms before we go, oh, I have a sore knee, I'm going to use the wand there. Oh, I have a sore back, I'm going to use the wand there. We look at our scans and we say, oh, gosh, our adrenals look like they're under the pump. Let's wand our adrenals.
Yeah.
So it's a supportive tool to the AO scan. It's not, you can't really have one without the other, really, because otherwise you're just throwing mud at the wall and hoping it sticks. Like you can, the wand's amazing and it's going to work regardless, obviously, but it would be really awesome, wouldn't it, to know like what we're doing?
Yeah,
I agree.
What's it helping? What are we, you know, we can do our palms of our hands and the soles of our feet. We can do all of the things, but then it's just, we're just doing the do. But wouldn't it be more powerful if we knew what it was actually helping?
Well, it's like,
you know?
Lauren
so
says,
I know
you're,
that,
not, you're not treating the cause of the cause, are you, if you're just using the wand?
Yeah, it becomes another symptom management tool.
Yeah.
And what are we living in? A world of symptom management.
Disease
Everyone's
management, you know?
Yeah.
Quick fix
yeah.
to...
No one's
to
aiming for
help
health.
the pain, to, you know, I've got pain and I need something to help the pain and I need, but then nobody's actually going, well, what's the cause of the pain? Like, where is it actually coming from? Because just because you've got pain in your arm doesn't mean there's something wrong with your arm.
Yeah.
It's coming from somewhere else. Yeah. And it's been there for a freaking long time.
Yeah, by the time we're getting those symptoms, absolutely.
Mainly emotional.
So that's the difference. Yeah, totally. So that's the difference between, and obviously the wand is not dealing with all our, you know, the emotional stuff, which is where it all begins.
Yes.
But it is such a supportive tool. Like my partner had a fall off a second story ladder last year and smashed his calcaneus, metalware in situ, all of the things. Lots of pain. They said that he wouldn't probably walk without a cane. Of course, that was just a bullshit story. He's walking.
Not allowed
totally
in your world,
fine.
Is he?
You know, not on my
watch. On your watch.
Yeah. So, you know, we used the AO scan. I didn't have the wand back then, but I was able to see, you know, and support with the frequency so that his body was able to heal itself.
Yeah.
You know, and the surgeon, he went for his outpatient appointment the other week, and they said they have never seen such a well-healed injury to it, because his was catastrophic, was terrible.
Yeah.
And, you know, they are, and even the scar, because I was able to use a red light therapy, you know, I used our illuminator on it every single day. It had Comfrey compresses, like I did all the things. None of it was medicinal. He threw the script away for the endone and that they gave him when they discharged him after his surgery, and we just went down the you know, the natural route, and I see pain relief. Look, yeah. So I just think that as far as a comparison, there's such different tools. They're totally different tools, but they complement one another beautifully.
Yeah. Do I think you use the library within the bioresonance for yourselves? Do you use a library of supplements?
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. Yeah.
So I've added all of them.
Yep.
No, yeah, I have two. On my easy scan every morning on my easy scan, and actually because I got to hang out with Becky Coutts Kimberley recently, and she said make sure that you put all of your supplements, add them to that, obviously. So even my, you know, my prime and all of the things, plus other supplements that I take. And I'll tell you what, I'm not taking everything once a day like all the things recommend. I'm only taking it when it's telling me that my body needs it.
Yeah.
And I just love that. Imagine how much money we're saving from not
I'm
having
the same DJ. I've got an integrated health practitioner that was helping me with menopause. I had a HTMA test done, and she prescribed whatever they do, some medication supplements for me to help balance my hormones out. And I did exactly the same. I put them in the scanner, scan them all in, and then I just do easy scan or quick scan, and it just tells me what I need to take. So that monthly supply, I think at the moment I'm now coming into like my ninth week, and I've still got some of them there because my body's telling me I don't need them all the time, because you know, people go crazy with supplements. They buy supplements that are full of fillers, or they just pop supplements thinking that they're doing the right thing. Sorry, my alarm's going off.
Well,
they're supplementing.
It's because they have to generalize it for the whole population, so everyone just takes one a day.
Yeah.
But not everyone needs one a day. Some people might need two a day. But we won't know.
For example, my GP told me that my ferritin was low, so I needed to take iron tablets. So I was popping the iron tablets and going, okay, you know, I've got to take them. The HTMA test came back and my iron was out of the charts, like it was so high. And the integrated health practitioner said, you know, do you take iron? And I'm like, yeah, the doctor told me to, I need it. She went, no, you've got no copper in your body. You need to take copper. And the AO scan was showing me all this, but because I don't have the medical background, and because I don't understand that copper, I do now, but I didn't understand that copper transfers the iron around the body. So all my stores were there, but they weren't being transported anywhere. So I'm just popping the iron going, well, I'm doing the right thing, when in fact I wasn't doing the right thing at all.
And a lot of heavy metals can displace minerals. So your body can get magnesium and mercury confused and calcium and cadmium confused and things like that. So when we've got high levels of mercury, you know, heavy metals, if we're not moving those, then, you know, you can not absorb a lot of your minerals as well.
Yeah. I certainly feel so much better for having a copper supplement. So
Yeah, minerals are
just such a... Like, I just got off a Facebook Live talking about frequency with one of my girls who's really bringing it and integrating it into her business coaching business. Because the stress of being a business owner and an entrepreneur and all of, you know, and a practitioner, we've all got our own businesses. We all, you know, we sometimes we don't look after ourselves. We're looking after everybody else before ourselves. And so she's really wanting to integrate that and, you know, from a stress perspective and speak into stress and wear it and the hustle mode that a lot of us women get into and the, you know, the male energetics and all of the things. But it's so powerful. Like, this technology is just, like, I'm just seeing it starting to ripple into all different industries. There is something for everyone. And it's
and
amazing.
I just love the fact that you can just press a button, you can scan yourself, you can send optimizing frequencies back, and you don't even need to read your reports. You can just know that you've done the best for your body at that particular time and go along your day. So if you don't want to read or you don't understand the full complexity of it, you know, you can send it to Madonna like I do, or to DJ like I do. Can you help me read this?
Well, one of the ladies at the Day of Discovery, who I've known for 15 years, she said, oh, I thought I had to be an expert before I shared it with people. I'm like, no, what are you doing?
And I love what Lauren said. Remember when he said, like, I really didn't want to do the direct sale model for this technology, because I thought it would cheapen it. But when he really sat with it and he really thought it into it, he realized that this needs to be experienced. We can talk about it till we're, you know, the cows come home, but it needs to be experienced. And that, and to do that, we need to be talking about it with people. Yes. We need to be sharing it and offering it for an experience for people to come.
The one thing my husband said the other day, which really resonated with me, because obviously he's had lots of reports over the years and clinical diagnosis and everything, and I asked him about Solex, and he said, people need to feel results, not read results. And I was like, whoa, that's like, so right. We need to feel it.
And I love the 7,000 frequencies of our voice being the thumbprint that it's recognized. That's how it's recognizing you on the planet. So when we're doing a distance reading for someone, that's how. So that's 7,000 frequencies of our voice. That's why it can only get you and no one else.
That's right. I'm running.
Even if
I'm
they're
running
laughing, this, even if they're, you know, because.
It doesn't have to be or breathing even. Like, we have a blueprint. What comes out of our mouth is our own fingerprints, our own blueprint. You know, we can't, like, and I this is my first group that I've been running. I'm running a session group at the moment. And it's just so powerful. It's blowing, literally blowing my mind. It's
now,
literally,
how did you
like
run yours? So I've got a private messenger group for everyone in there. So every day I share the frequencies I'm doing. I then make up some little affirmations for everyone from the day. But it's created this nice little community where they're all, you know. Yeah. Some of them are in the States and Ireland, so they start having chats at 1 o'clock in the morning, and by the time I wake up, there's 20 messages I've missed. It's so cute.
It is. It's beautiful. That's what I do. I've just got a messenger group, and I get on there every morning and just do a little video. I just get and I, you know.
I haven't thought
I just
about
get
doing
in there
that.
Every
Thank
morning
you.
And I reiterate the hydration piece, because obviously while we're running the frequencies, it's really important. And then I just make sure that they're on task, and then I get their feedback if there's anything that they want to share. And the thing, you know, one woman has just completely decluttered her house. The my whole thing is weight release. But I said to them, disclaimer, you're going to be releasing a whole lot more than just that. That's the symptom. We're going to get to the heart of the matter. And she has literally been posting everything on Marketplace for free, all the stuff she's had in her garage, all the stuck energy in her house. And she feels more alive than she's ever felt in her life. She said she, like, literally is. I know. And I've got goosebumps.
That's
it's
amazing.
Just,
I'm going to have to dash, lady, because I have an appointment with Gail.
Thank you for jumping
so
on,
good
Jo.
To catch up. No worries. I'll leave you both to chat, and I'll catch you both next time.
Thanks, Jo. Bye.
Bye, Jo. Bye.
Yeah. So you've been loving your wand as well, though, obviously.
Yeah. Oh, because obviously the other thing with the wand, with our wand, so the AO Infinity wand, is that we can use it on metalware.
Right.
Which is, yeah, so the other brands of wands you can't use because they're too hot, so it heats up the metal inside the body. And so,
so
it's
people with, like, titanium rods and, you know,
yeah,
sort of
right,
pacemakers and all sorts
so
of
we
things.
We can use that with ours. And in fact, when I was in Utah, I was walking down the hallway and I bumped into Lauren and I was like, oh, and I was with my partner and I said, this is Zach, he's got metalware in his foot, and can you just talk to me a bit about the, you know, how I use the wand with it? And he went through it and he said, just keep it on the room temperature setting. You can do it directly over it, no problem at all. And then he took him through to the Quantum Wellness Center and put him on something, machine, some, you know, it was just like,
how
wow.
Exciting.
He's just such a beautiful man. But yeah, so that, and so I have been wanding his, I wand his, so because he's still got a slight limp, we're waiting to get the metalware taken out,
right,
which will hopefully happen within the next few months because that's the goal. In the meantime, like, he's on the tools, so when he comes home, his foot's sore. I wand it and his lower back because of the way that he's walking, he's get some lower back pain. And it literally, the back pain goes almost instantly.
Because I was chatting to my friend recently and she sort of mentioned me and my pain. And I said, oh, my pain's not doing bad. I'm taking, you know, this, and this, and running my scans every day. And she said, Madonna, you've had so much pain for so long that you wouldn't even notice if your pain's only a 4 out of 10. And I thought, oh, damn, she's right. You
but
know.
You'll notice it when it goes. You'll know, like, Zach's had pain in his lower back for a long time. He had an injury, a snowboarding injury, many, many years ago. And he ended up with, you know, fractures and all kinds of things. And so he does get a bit of pain there. It exacerbates, you know, when he's doing his heavy lifting and moving.
Yeah.
But it goes away and he'll go, wow, this is actually amazing. So that was the purpose of me actually getting the wand to start with, was that I really wanted to use it on him and on his foot. And just the healing has been incredible. Like they said, we need to get the metalware out soon because your bone is so well healed. We don't want it to start to overtake the metalware.
Yeah.
Like that's how it's regenerating the cells and regenerating the healing. Like it's incredible.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah. And can you talk to me a little bit about how you run your business? Because it never even occurred to me. The only reason I got the bioresonance device, the scanner, was because, hey, I saw that as a naturopath and I thought, well, that's a done deal. Easy, done. Sign me up, Scotty. So I sort of, so Beck took like 3 minutes to convince me. It took nothing. And then.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, you know, and the monthly fee, I'm like, whatever. They usually cost up to 50 grand. Come on, you know. So that was easy. But you're obviously doing your business in a bit of a different way. So how have you developed your business? So now you exude this Solex beautiful vibrational energy. So how are you running your business, if that's okay to
tell? Well, that's about? So, yeah, of course. So initially I started out led with the bioresonance as a point of difference.
Right.
And I think it is a point of difference, and doesn't matter what area you work in, it is a, you know, it's the missing piece.
Yeah.
So I led with that, but I led from very much a health stance. So I was really leading with, you know, especially around the time when people were experiencing, you know, there was a lot going on around the vaccine, the shedding and all of the things. And so I had a lot of people coming to me around that. And it's really just evolved and, like, morphed and evolved as I've gone to be less about people coming to me for health and more people coming to me about well-being.
Yeah,
which I actually really love, because the well-being part, having worked in the sickness industry for 30 years, it's much more, for me, it's a lot more soul-satisfying and aligned to be working with people who are really, really passionate about being the best versions of themselves and being well.
And we need to empower people to look after their own health these days, because they're not going to get the support when they go big pharma. You know, it's getting harder and harder, like what we've seen with Beck's sister recently. You know, our system is totally broken.
Oh, 100%. And, you know, I mean, I don't watch the TV, fortunately, so I haven't watched it for about 10 years. That's the number one thing you can do for your health, turn the TV off.
Uh-huh.
But one of the things that I, you know, like that ramping and all that stuff's been going on for years. It's just exacerbated, obviously, you know, the last couple of years, because everybody's getting sick. So we know that system is not improving. If anything, it's completely broken and it's getting worse and worse. So to be able, like you say, to empower people with tools to be able to look after themselves and their family is really where I come into. And I've actually been working a lot with, like I said, with entrepreneurial, like business women, and supporting them and helping them up-level their business, up-level their income, up-level their systems, up-level, like, and using bioresonance to do that. Like, it's so powerful in so many realms. It's not just about looking at our health. It's about, you know, it's the whole thing. It's the whole thing. We can send frequencies, you know, of abundance to, like, I had one of my clients was doing a big health expo down in Sydney. And I ran abundance frequencies to her stall for the whole weekend, and she made $80,000.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah. So that's I feel like that's really my zone of genius now, is to really support that. And I work with really, like, with visionary women who are just so passionate about being a part of the change in whatever work they're in. That's irrelevant. You know, it's just, it feels really, and they're very hungry for the support that they need to be able to fulfill their vision.
Yeah.
And the support they get from frequency medicine is second to none.
Yes.
There's nothing like it. And it's time effective, cost effective.
Yes.
It ticks all the boxes for them, because they're often very busy. And the harmonics allows them to, even just for 10 minutes in a day, like I get sometimes on calls with my clients and they're just under the pump. They're so stressed. And and I go, you need to listen to your harmonics, just 10 minutes, lay down, close your eyes, 10 minutes and go.
Yeah.
And literally afterwards they go, oh my God, they're sending messages. I feel like so good.
Yes.
So we're able to support people in their soul aligned business. So that's what I do now. I pivot and change with whatever I'm feeling in the time, you know, with how my clients, if something lights me up, I'm like, yep, I'm gonna grab that.
Nice.
You know, if I'm seeing results with my clients, I'll make a program about that, see it, you know, and that's how I just ebb and flow with whatever's coming through.
Awesome. And do we get the mat in Australia at some stage soon, do you think?
Oh, we will. I did. I sent them I literally sent them an email the other day about that, and they said, we'll let you know ASAP. But I'm hoping so, because it's that EMF mat.
Yeah.
That's next level. I so laid on that when
it's in the America. States now, isn't it? Only the
100%.
States?
100%. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't wait to have that on my massage table.
Probably Canada as well, because I think
this
they
little
use the
space
same.
Behind me, that bit, the space between there, I'm putting in a wall in there that will be an opening one, but you can't see through, so that I can have stuff going on in here and stuff going on in there. So the plans are underway. I paid the deposit.
That's so good. I just think we're literally going to have these like mini quantum wellness centers.
Exactly.
Like,
I'm just so excited. Yeah. Absolutely.
Everyone's waited for the med beds and the med beds and
exactly.
the med beds.
We've got them now.
We've got the whole lot.
Exactly.
Good.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks, DJ. How can people find you?
Oh, people can find me on Facebook, Debbie Jane Harris. I'm on Instagram as well. And my website's debbiejaneharris.com.
Awesome.
Reach out anytime. Love to have a chat.
Thank you so much for sharing today. That's been awesome. I've got to pick up my little teddy bear soon.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. Cool.
Thanks,
DJ.
Bye.
Cool. Okay,
You're
bye.
You're welcome. Bye.
Well, that's something new. Right? Let me introduce you to a whole new division at Solex. It's called the AO Infinity Division. This is the very first project we're bringing out in this division. It has a whole new level to it. We research and develop it all the time. Hopefully some of you have already started to taste some of that out there. We have a few products that we're in. And there's plenty of behind the scenes that you haven't seen yet. But the AO Infinity Wand is the very first thing we're bringing out in this division of Solex. At Solex, one of the things that we've told you before and we'll tell you again is we are here to push whatever the status quo might be. If there's something out there and it's wonderful, what are we going to do?
We're going to leave it alone if it's wonderful, and we're going to say, go get one. But if we feel that it's something that isn't as good or doesn't meet what we feel would enhance your experience with the scanner, then everything's off the table. So the Infinity Wand is based on something that most of you, or pretty much everybody in this room, is probably aware of a principle called terahertz. Mm-hmm. And so we started doing a little bit of research, and terahertz is a real thing. It is a real thing. Terahertz, that frequency, is somewhere between microwave, X-ray, and microwave. Yep. And that frequency, when applied to the body, has some very strong beneficial effects. Well, we found out when you blow air, or any type of energy, air, light, water, through a quartz tube, as it passes across that quartz tube, hits the silicon, and Kai can go into more detail on that, it actually creates that terahertz frequency for a short distance. Mm-hmm. So our thing was, well, what can we do to make that better? What it came down to is, well, we need the blower to get the air, okay? We need the lights. Now, the lights we felt were important. I think, though, the original wand had blue lights in it, if I'm not mistaken. We felt red needed to be in there as well. You're going to learn a lot about that today and tomorrow. But red and blue lights being right in front of the blower, right behind the blower, so it's going through, we get the 660 and the 470 wavelengths going through that quartz tube. But then we did something different. We took that quartz tube. We took it out. Well, we had our own made, but then we bought all of the chakra stones. Get where I'm going with this? We took those seven stones. We took those seven stones and we ground them up into like a coarse, I won't say sand because they're pretty coarse.
Yeah, they're coarse.
The last 2 inches of that quartz tube, we line with an epoxy on the inside. And then we stick that quartz tube down in those stones and we pull it up. Now it's got all seven of those stones. So you've got your amethyst, you've got your lapis lazuli, or whatever you call that. And then
lazuli. He always calls her Lucy. He always does.
Whatever it is.
I think
all those stones,
girlfriend.
And they're blended well, and they form this 2-inch tunnel at the very end. So as this is picking up that terahertz frequency as it's going through the quartz, with the wavelengths of red and blue, it gets all those frequencies of the stones. It's not necessarily giving you those stone frequencies. What those stones are doing is making that terahertz wave out to here. We estimate that because we haven't purchased the machine to test it, but by just doing our anecdotal testing, we're about a foot to 18 inches. Okay? So when you're using
Let me chime in just on that. It was so critical based on what he tore apart before to what we added. When we added stones, we needed to have stones in it because that was part of the process of creating creating a natural terahertz reaction. And so we wanted to make sure the stones were in there so that natural reaction took place. And because of the coarseness of them, we knew that we would pick up more of a reaction as far as breaking up the wavelength as it goes through. And so that was super critical. That was not a nice to have. That was not a just make it a little bit better. That was a massive change to what is in the marketplace. That alone is well worth what is in there as far as a terahertz experience. If you understand terahertz, or want to dive into what terahertz are and what they can do to the body, how they influence the body, the one thing that we wanted to make sure was it wasn't just going to be a small change. We, like Richard Branson said, change people's lives, right? You don't make it small when you change people's lives, and it's critical that that wavelength is created in that way and not just in one way. We have multiple ways now. Actually, we have about 8 ways that it's passing through in which we're creating the terahertz frequency, okay?
Now, all of that just by itself is enough. We went one more step. Silver and gold, okay? So at the beginning of that quartz tube, there is a stainless steel piece of metal that has been gold plated, 24 karat gold plate. At the one at the end, if you look, it's kind of a symbol that should be familiar to all of you. This is a stainless steel plate that has been silver plated, 99.9 silver plate. Why is the gold and the silver important? Because as the air passes through and the frequencies are generated, you have a silver and gold ionic exchange, mm-hmm. which makes that end frequency coming out even more powerful, more stable, hence giving us the longer range. Okay.
When we look at that, when we look at these key parts that are in it, we're looking at, obviously, we wanted to make sure we have something that was really strong and would last for a long time.
Right.
Right. So we have a very powerful motor in it that was bigger and better, of course.
We went from a 200-hour motor to a 2,000-hour motor.
Yeah.
So not only the motor. Now, you would think by doing that, we would take the noise level up. We brought the noise level down by 8 decibels. That doesn't sound like a lot, but when you're right next to it, trust me, it's a difference.
So when you look at that, obviously we're creating the ion exchange that he just talked about with the gold plates and the silver plating, and then the semi-precious stones. You then mix in the benefits of light frequency, right? We're talking about 660. Who likes 660? But then also the power of the blue light at the 470 nanometer. There's plentiful research on the power of blue light as well. When we mix those, we aren't interfering with each other. They're actually doing still their own work in and of themselves, especially when we run it over and pass it through a terahertz frequency. Speed settings, timer settings, and a heating element, which is not listed on.
Okay,
that.
So that's the other thing that we felt we could improve on. You want heat, but you don't want hot. Okay, you want a warm heat. And so what this does is it has 4 settings: room temperature, and then 3 degrees of warm, not hot. You can put it right within an inch of your skin and not burn your skin. This is important.
Do not try this at home as the legal overview. I just have to say it. Even though it can happen,
no matter how hard we try to get the attorney out of him, we cannot. So you have a timer on here. You can go from 10 minutes all the way up to 90 minutes. We have a tripod, and there's no power up here, so I can't turn it on or show you, but it will oscillate, and you're able to set how much of that oscillation you want, this much or this much. You can set it in the tripod and put somebody down on a table and use it over their bed. These aren't all necessarily new things. They're just things that we felt we could do a little bit better job on. It's all display. It's touch screen display.
Yeah. And so if you're really geeky, you really like that, right?
Yeah.
You don't want any knobs to press or switches.
It's got nice, shiny things, you know? Anyway, we've wanted to make the whole experience of this better for you. Now, how does this help you with your scanner? It doesn't. It doesn't. It's one of those auxiliary therapies that can help you in whatever you're doing. So maybe the scanner will come up and say there's inflammation or there's low functionality or there's whatever. Well, here's another option for you. Okay, now what's the first thing and the most important thing we tell you to do all the time? Hydrate, drink, right? Most important. But we also need to do some of these other things to help the body detoxify. Now, that was one of the questions that was asked us. Okay, so you made this nice machine, it does all these wonderful things. What is it doing in my body? What's it doing for me? It helps the body's detoxification process. Now, he's going to go into a lot more detail. I'm just going to tell you the skim. It identifies and targets cells that are not doing the job they're supposed to do. It helps them do the apoptosis to get out of your system. Mm-hmm. It helps the liver and the kidneys process those toxins and get them out of your body. That's what Terahertz does. Now, if you've got a different one, use it. And we're not saying throw it away. I'm just saying know what it can do and use it in what you know it can do. If you don't have one and you feel like this is something that would be beneficial to you, they're available.
One of the key things when you look at what does Terahertz do, and this, if this is new to you, actually fairly recently, this is fairly new to me. Mm-hmm. And so like Lauren said, one of the things I love to do is jump in and find out what has actually been shown, right? What has been shown in the marketplace as far as research done and benefits because of the influence of Terahertz on the body in this particular case, right? And so like Lauren said, I mean, there's massive support and then there's a lot of both research and anecdotal information that is beneficial for how the cell functions. And the thing I would like to start with is this idea of attack's probably not the right word. We address needs within the body from different modalities, and that is important. It's important that we don't just take one step in one direction with one tool, right? In order to help solve massive problems throughout society as far as our condition goes, we don't just have the chemistry. We also must address the frequency, right? And then the underlying on all of that, we have to also talk about the psychological, the neurological, and the biological, and address those functions. And they all tie together. They all tie actually very cleanly. And in fact, more and more research shows, is coming out, that there may be more commonality across the board when we look from psychology to biological impacts. Challenges, diseases, as well as just healthy well-being. And so when we look at Terahertz, we're not just looking at what does the AO Infinity wand do in one way. The idea is, here is one of the supporting tools that should be assessed in conjunction with the others, right? We're not, like Lauren just said, this is not a replacement for a scanner. This is a different way of addressing a need within the body. And so when we talk about benefiting the cellular health, the cellular strength, when we talk about having the proper cell death, when we're talking about preventing cell damage or maximizing cell activity and excitement, that's great. Those are all the functionalities. One of the most recent things, though, for me that I found so intriguing, and I spent some time in recent days, and I don't even have a slide because it's so recent to me. 2021, the Dalian Medical Institute, along with the Institute of Neurology out of China, they were studying Terahertz, and they wanted to know Terahertz impact specifically on the brain. And two of the main conclusions, which I love, like this part is like, okay, I'm going to stick this on my head every day because I just need this. I love this. And the truth is, actually, it's going to work as it runs through the bloodstream. But the point that they made was that it helps oxygenate the flow into the brain itself. So your brain cells, We've talked about, if you're, okay, let me say this. If you're newer to Solex, I've talked about oxygen in the brain. I've talked about the product Think, a wonderful product, and how massive oxygenation is taking place here. You're using massive consumption. 20% of the body's oxygen consumption is taking right here in the head, right? The problem is there's massive risk with that too, right? Because you have reactive oxygen species, you can run into some disease and dysfunction. And thus we get cloudy thinking as we age because we build up more reactive oxygen species in the brain. Okay, let's not go too far. Okay. But the thing is about the study in the terahertz is that it's not that we don't want, when I say reactive oxygen species, that's a good thing at its right level. Usually the problem is it doesn't stay at its right level, so it becomes a problem for us. Oxygen to the brain, we do want, we do need, we love it. In fact, it is part of the basic function of the cell in and of itself when we're looking at the mitochondria. But we want oxygenation going to the neuron. Because in conjunction with that, the second thing they found was neuronal regeneration. That was huge to me. You are empowering cellular brain growth, essentially is what they're saying, because of the influence of terahertz on the body. That is no small thing. Nobody fell out of their chair. Come on, you guys. I'm not asking. No, but to me, I fell out of my chair, but mostly because Lauren put the wheels on wrong. So I just fell out of my chair. You know, folks, a brand new division at Solex. We hope you like it. We hope this adds to your experience and your business. Thank you so much. This has been a good announcement for us. We hope you love it.
So yeah, I thought I'd share that little one as well. So that just gives a bit of an overview about why I'm so excited about the wand and why this company is so different from other companies. These guys are just awesome. Okay, have a great day. Bye. Thanks, DJ and Joe, for jumping on short notice. Love your work. See you, everyone. Bye.